This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he watched the operation that took down Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he sat in the White House Situation Room last night watching the raid on video screens.
As though you were watching a movie.
In vivid detail, he described 8 helicopters flying over Russian and Syrian-held land.
We flew very, very low and very, very fast.
With commandos taking some fire along the way and a lot at the compound where al-Baghdadi was hiding.
They did a lot of shooting. And they did a lot of blasting.
And then chased al-Baghdadi into a tunnel where the president says he died like a coward by setting off a suicide vest.
Whimpering, screaming, and crying.
Asked if he could actually see or hear that on the video feed.
I don't want to talk about it.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper was with the president yesterday.
Well, I don't have those details.
Telling ABC's This Week, the president probably talked to commanders on the ground. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Turkey's army says Kurdish fighters killed one Turkish soldier and wounded 5 others amid a shaky truce in northern Syria. The latest death brings its military death toll to 11 since the launch of its cross-border operation. A 150-hour truce brokered by Russia, allowing Syrian Kurdish fighters to complete their withdrawal, runs out late on Tuesday. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a statewide state of emergency because of wildfires and power cuts to millions to stop more fires from breaking out. 200,000 people have been forced to flee their homes in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco. The county sheriff's office calls it the largest such evacuation anyone can remember. Officials say the current wildfire, dubbed the Kincade Fire, began Wednesday night and it is only 10% contained. This is VOA News.